This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is the last question. The last one, please. Oh, and it's written down. I can't believe this is the question you've asked, the last question. Ya Allah. Now that we live in modern days, how can we marry more wives and still say it's fair? And he was saying the one about, sex in Islam is not relevant. Okay, brothers and sisters. Okay. I will give you my perspective on this. Brothers and sisters, I will tell you absolutely. I think polygamy is, mashallah, one of the beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this religion. It is a truly beautiful and amazing thing, and it's a gift Allah has given in Islam. That's what I believe. And I believe that if people practiced polygamy properly, it would be a blessing for the woman, first of all, and for the man, actually, secondly. Right? I believe also that polygamy is actually really prescribed for the benefit of the woman more than it is prescribed for the needs of the man. Right? And I'm talking about women in general. Okay? And the reasons for that are because it allows those sisters who are divorced or who are widowed or not or whatever, okay, to find an opportunity of companionship with a man that, and I'm talking from real experience, this is true, not just in the past, but today as well, that they will not be able to find in a halal way otherwise. Okay? So there are many, many, these are just some of the benefits of polygamy. There are other benefits that we could list, if it was practiced properly, okay, is that the sisters, and that's how it should be, the sisters in Islam could help each other to educate children, to care for the families, okay, to mix together, to live together, to support one another. The benefits, educationally, emotionally, economically, socially, if it was practiced properly, are absolutely tremendous. So I reiterate that polygamy is one of the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this religion. Obviously, from the man's point of view, it permits the man to, satisfy certain desires that he might have that would not be able to be satisfied only by one woman. Okay? So these are some aspects of the man, but of course with it comes responsibility. However, brother, it's the last question. There's no point putting your hand up. No. Okay. So on the other hand, brothers and sisters, I have this to say. Okay. I have this to say. The reality for us living here in the West is, first of all, that polygamy is something that, although we know that many men have wives and girlfriends and mistresses and visit prostitutes at the same time in the West, we know that, including the presidents of America, right? Including the prime minister, presidents of France, right? I think even, I don't know, of Denmark or this, quite a few, they come out of the closet. And we find that when they die, they have wives, they have mistresses who have kids, a whole separate family. So we see this going on, and it's perfectly acceptable to them, right? But for some mysterious reason, for a man to do this legally and openly, right, is something they don't accept. But that's a fact. Polygamy is not something that we have been ordered to do in Islam. It's something that is an option that is there if it is needed. But my general opinion about the reality of polygamy, okay, is that it is something that for all practical purposes is very, very difficult to practice and to do it fairly in the West. And that the reason for that is because, number one, financially, the burden is huge just in order to support one family. The burden is huge in order to do that. So there's the financial responsibility. Secondly, there is the question of time. The way life is in the West is that we are so busy being minced by the mincing machine, right? So busy working, so busy spending so much time working. And if we add to that, brothers and sisters, the efforts that we should be putting into giving dawah, right? And the efforts that we should be putting into improving the community and the society in which we live, we should take up a lot of our spare time. Okay? You will in fact, in reality, find that you will not have time to do that. So, you know, my position concerning myself personally, for example, is I don't see how I could be fair or just to my wife and my children if I was to get, you know, if I was to get married again. Because as it is, I don't spend enough time with my wife and my children as it is. I don't give them as it is the full rights that I should give them. And that's part of the nature of the society in which we live. And that is something that you have to take into account when you think of these things, because you have a responsibility. Your wife is not only your wife, right? She is your sister in Islam as well. You have duties and responsibility, okay, to your wife and to your kids. And it's very, very important that you do not oppress your family, okay? So these are things that should really, really be considered. Now, I'm not giving a fatwa here that this is haram or this or that or whatever, okay? But the reality is that I generally believe that, you know, if brothers come to me and say, oh, brother, I really want to get married again, I say, no, I know, brother, you really want to get married again. Believe me, I really want to get married again, you know? But don't do it. Just don't do it. Okay, no, brother, this and that. I said, no, brother, don't do it. You want my advice? Don't. Be patient, right? Find what you need from your wife, because it will destroy you. It will break you. It will break your family, one or the other. It will break this wife or that wife. So if you really don't really want to see your kids very often and you want it to end in disaster, I'm not saying it will. It may, and sometimes, alhamdulillah, you know, people do manage, and brothers and sisters do manage, you know, to do this thing properly and to benefit from it, all of them. And it happens, alhamdulillah, there are good examples. But unfortunately, those good examples are not many. Partly because the men do not know how to treat women properly, and the women do not know how to treat the men properly. And the truth is, we don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. That's the reality. We don't fear Allah enough, right? So that's my advice, you know. Yani, you can take it or leave it. If you ask me, in this society, I think by and large, to get another wife, generally it ends up being not fair, basically because I think the wife and the kids suffer in a way that in other times and other situations they wouldn't. It's just my opinion, it's not a fatwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. You can take it or leave it. So brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm.